Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 23, 2023. Interconnection against the evil inclination. Question: why is it that we easily hear the arguments of the evil inclination, and then the good inclination comes and we are no longer able to hear its arguments? Answer: because our nature is evil. When we hear the arguments of the evil inclination, we accept them as our own. Question: how does my inner fight with the evil inclination affect the group if I don't work with it myself, post it, and discuss it in the group? Answer: no matter how it happens, you still get included in your friends, and they get included in you. You're connected anyway. In principle, all people are connected and influence each other. But there are connections that we choose and want to develop, and there are connections that we do not choose and are ready to leave them as they are. From the Daily Kabbalah, December 10, 2023. Writings of Rabash, the letter number 68. The main purpose of spiritual work. However, one should know that he was given this abundance only so as to gain new strength and be able to grow stronger in the work, that he will engage in the battle of the war of the inclination. Then, each time he is given a temporary rest, meaning upper abundance, Rabash, letter 26. Question: what should our main actions be during the rest so we can succeed at the following stage of the war against the evil inclination? Answer: we need to know exactly what we are stopping for, what goal we choose, how to be connected, and how to move forward. At the same time, we have the same goal at all stages, merging with the Creator through connecting with each other. But the fact is that we need constantly to check how we are advancing. The main thing is to get as close to your friends as possible. And when you feel like one man with one heart, then you will be able to turn to the Creator and receive any help from Him. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 8, 2023. Writings of Rabash, letter number 26. When personal problems arise. Question: if I have some kind of problem that lasts a very long time, related, say, to my health, I concentrate on myself and break away from the ten. What should I do in this case? Do I accept it as the best from the Creator and ask for the strength to cope with it? Or ask the Creator so that my friends will not have such situations? Answer: no, get incorporated in your friends and arrange yourself among them so that you are not visible. Melt into them, and you will see how it will affect you, your problems, and everyone. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 4, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam. From Alo Lishma, we come to Lishma. The correction of the world is in our hands. Comment: Igor asks questions about Balha Sulam's article, The Freedom. Somehow this quote does not quite match with what you are saying. It is written in the article, it turns out that there is no such thing as selfishness in the world, since no one here is free or stands in his own right. How is there no egoism? You are saying we are all egoists. My response: no, this egoism is not ours, it is not our choice. It is our nature that is imposed on us. And of course, we have to seek ways to get rid of it and correct it. For this, the science of Kabbalah exists. And if we gradually correct our nature, we will see that there is a way to rise above egoism and live according to different laws. Question: so, when it is said that there is no egoism in the world because there is not a single free person here, does it mean that we should want to approach freedom? Otherwise, if you stop a person on the street, as you've been saying all along, and say, "You are an egoist," he will say, "What do you mean? I am an egoist." He has no awareness of evil. When does this awareness come? Answer: to achieve this, you have to start studying Kabbalah. And gradually, over the course of just a few months, A person begins to understand that selfishness guides him and he cannot escape from it anywhere. He is enslaved by it, and therefore the only one to blame is the Creator. Question: not myself, but the Creator? Answer: yes. Who created the ego? So, it is said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. So, the only thing we have to do is to reveal our nature as selfish and to reveal the method of correcting our nature as Torah. Question: meaning that when I feel bad and I understand that this is because of my egoism, I blame the Creator for this and not myself? Answer: you can blame the Creator. But, in principle, the Creator does not run anywhere from this responsibility. He says, the light in the Torah reforms him. The Torah is the light of Torah, which reforms a person, and why I have made you egoists, and for you to correct yourself, you must study yourself and agree that it is precisely this attitude toward the world as evil and the opportunity to correct the world that are in your hands. Question: why does it take millennia for humanity to get to this form? Answer: it does not want it. It does not want to look in this direction. Question: it does not want to look within itself. And millennia of wars, suffering, blood, everything are needed? Answer: all of this is part of the correction process. It is us who count everything by days, hours, weeks and so on, but the Creator has no time. Question: so, you are saying that there is no history as such? History does not exist. Answer: there is, but all of it eventually is connected to the general correction nonetheless. Question: meaning, it is a force that accumulates. And only for this one solution, the evil is in me and I should correct it? Answer: of course, and nothing else is needed besides that. Question: it is amazing, of course. All historians and archaeologists are engaged in history, archaeology, and science is digging out how we came to be, the Big Bang. And, in essence, it turns out that everything converges to one point. Are all these sciences necessary, in your opinion? Answer: no. If we had right away engaged in what is necessary, correcting ourselves and uniting, then we would not have needed all of this. Question: in other words, we don't really need all the knowledge? Answer: no. We would have learned everything from nature itself. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, November 6, 2023.